Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this Monday afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on what we saw last night in the NFL, this past weekend, of course, the massive Game 7 in the World Series. We will wrap about all of that to begin the 4 o'clock hour. That's with Nick coming up in about 15 minutes from now. We do have a lot of other NFL games to get to. College football, interesting weekend in college football. I was talking about it with Tyler during the break. Had some intriguing results in the SEC with Texas over Vandy, Oklahoma over Tennessee. We will get into that at the bottom of this segment, but let's go ahead and set the table for Monday Night Football tonight before dishing out the NFL Week 9 quick hits. We have Cardinals at the Cowboys. What a game. Can't wait to watch this one. The Dallas Cowboys continue to get bet, as they are now a 3.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. I do see 3.5s at other sports books as well, domestic ones that are prominent, and also ones here in Las Vegas where I'm at. So 3.5 even money, so heavily juiced towards Arizona, but 3.5 nonetheless. A significant move with that betting market is the bettors like the Cowboys tonight. To that, I say good luck. The total is sitting at 54. Now, this should be no surprise that 76% of the bets, 78% of the handle is on the Dallas Cowboys, laying the points. A lot of money on the over as well. That I do agree with. Like, you ain't catching me bending under in a Cowboys game. 75% of bets, 84% of the handle is on over 54. 62% of the bets and 90% of the handle is on Cowboys money line at minus 175. As for the most popular player props, the fifth most popular, Bam Knight under 12.5 rushing attempts. Fourth most popular, Javonte Williams under 2.5 receptions. Third most popular, Marvin Harrison Jr. over 58.5 receiving yards. Second most popular, George Pickens over 64.5 receiving yards. And the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Michael Wilson over 2.5 receptions. Most popular anytime TD score, Trey McBride, friend of the show, Trey McBride, at plus 115. From an injury standpoint, like, Jacoby Brissett's going to start. But, like, Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals, said some, like, oh, like, Kyler could be available. I don't know what the hell the Cardinals are doing. I'm guessing we don't see any Kyler Murray, but they're not, like, officially ruling him out. However, Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starting quarterback. Soft benching? I mean, all jokes aside, like, I don't know what they're doing at QB. I'm expecting it's going to be all Jacoby Brissett. Maybe they wanted Dallas to have to, like, get ready for something that is never going to show up. But Kyler Murray is probably not going to be playing in this game very much, if at all. The Cowboys will welcome back Cooper Beebe, their center, who has been dealing with a high ankle sprain. He is going to be back in the starting lineup, so their offensive line should be shored up. But I have a bet on the side in this game. I have not placed it yet. I'm waiting to see if we continue to go up and up, because I want to bet the Cardinals. I'm going to bet the Cardinals. But I want to bet +3.5. There's a couple of them out there, so I'll probably gobble one of those up here, coming up here shortly. But, like, let's see if this continues to go up and up and up and up. I'm guessing we'll probably hang out here. I don't think we're ever going to get to 4, but why stop now? You know, there's no point betting this now, because the game is not for another few hours, and maybe we see some more Cowboys money the closer we get to kickoff. So that's Monday Night Football tonight, Cardinals at the Cowboys. I like Arizona. I think Arizona wins the game, and that's not just me being, like, pessimistic Cowboys fan. I think it's a coin flip game. If you're going to give me, like, plus 150, plus 160 on the money line, yeah, I'll take that shot with the Arizona Cardinals, who seem to always win down there in Dallas. Although that's with Kyler Murray at quarterback, the king of Texas. Let's go ahead and get to the NFL Week 9 quick hits. The Patriots, they beat the Falcons yesterday 24-23. Game ended up coming down to the missed extra point by Parker Romo, as these games sometimes do. I bet Atlanta plus 5.5. I had some money line as well, put the Falcons in a money line parlay. It was Falcons, Steelers, Jaguars as the underdog money line parlay. A missed extra point and a batted ball in overtime away from cashing out on a 19-1 underdog money line parlay. But hey, such is life in the NFL. But New England, Drake May, he continues to look awesome. Like, Drake May's, he's a stud. He's in the MVP conversation. The Patriots, they have an awesome coach in Mike Vrabel. They're going to keep winning games. Now, this Sunday is a really fascinating game. New England at Tampa. Can't wait to watch that this Sunday. But New England, they're very much a playoff team. They're going to win 12, 13 games because the schedule will allow them to do that. As for Atlanta, like, massive Drake London game. He was outstanding. The Falcons just feel like one of those teams that's going to find ways to lose games. And that's what yesterday was. They had chances, but just never really could quite get there. I think New England's going to be fine. Although, let's check up on this Christian Gonzalez injury for the Patriots. That's a big one that we have to make sure is looking good going forward here. Because if he has to miss the game against Tampa, with all those receivers, with Evans and Ibuka, those guys have had the bye week to get healthy, that might be problematic for New England coming up on Sunday. So let's make sure that's all good to go with the Patriots. Broncos, they beat the Texans 18-15. No team pisses me off more than the Denver Broncos. Like, honestly, I don't think they're good. I'm going to be straight up. I don't. And I know what their record says. They're 7-2. But like, do you watch this team and think that they're actually good? Like, if you're being objective, like, I don't know how you could watch them and say, oh yeah, Denver Broncos, they're a 7-2 team. Like, oh, how you got to watch out for Denver Super Bowl. Come on, knock it off. Like, Bo Nix was bad. It's just that Houston doesn't know how to manage a football game. D'Amico Ryan's lost this in the game. And honestly, if C.J. Stroud doesn't get concussed, we're talking about Houston beating Denver. Like, that's what's happening. But Stroud got concussed. He had to leave the game. And here comes Davis Mills, 17 of 30 for 137 yards. And the Broncos, which you have to give them credit for the fourth quarter, they outscored Houston 11-0 in the fourth. That's how you win the game. And such is life in the NFL. But I will say this. Like, Denver going forward, with Patrick Surtain out, and he's going to miss multiple games, not just this past Sunday, but he's going to miss the game on Thursday against the Raiders, and probably going to miss the game against Kansas City, I'm assuming, in a couple of weeks here. That's massive for this Denver defense, because you can move the ball if Surtain is not in the game. And at Kansas City, offensively, they're a much better O-line than what Houston can provide. I could see that being an issue for the Denver Broncos. Like, I just don't believe in this team whatsoever. Denver, to me, feels like a bad team that's winning football games. That's what it feels like. And that's my biggest takeaway from that game. Denver's not good. Houston's not good. Somebody had to win it. Congratulations, Denver. You're 7-2. But I think eventually you'll come back down to earth, because this is not going to keep where you're getting away with these victories. I think about the quarterbacks that they've beaten too this season. Like, it's not that impressive. So yeah, kudos to them. They're 7-2. Great. I'll be looking to fade them in the playoffs whenever they get there. Jaguars, they beat the Las Vegas Raiders 30-29. This was a coin flip game the entire way. Shout out to everybody who bet Raiders plus 3.5 all the way down to 1.5. Like, this thing was just Raiders money all week long, and then needing overtime to, like, okay, score the touchdown just to cover those numbers. Even the 1.5's covered as the Raiders lost by one. Like that was, I'm sure, some kind of a sweat for those of you on the Raiders plus 3.5. But yeah, disappointing game for the Las Vegas Raiders. Their defense is horrendous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's really, really bad. And honestly, too, Geno Smith, like, I know that the numbers suggest that he might have had like a pretty solid game. Like, he just keeps making bad mistakes. You know, like, Geno has like the bad interception in the first half. It's like, dude, like, I don't know if it's miscommunication or what's going on. Or maybe he's just a bad quarterback, which maybe that's the answer to this thing. But yeah, Geno was not good whatsoever in the game. And it came down to that last play on the 2-point conversion and Tyler Lockett in the end zone, wide ass open. But it gets batted down at the line of scrimmage. Jacksonville wins 30-29. Big thing for Jacksonville going forward, Brian Thomas Jr. injured his ankle. Like, if that's a severe injury, now it's Brian Thomas Jr. Travis Hunter's already on the IR. That could be a massive deal for this Jacksonville offense. So look, keep that in mind as we head into this upcoming week here. But a good win for Jacksonville on the road. In the Meadowlands, the San Francisco 49ers, their offense keeps on humming. 34-24, they beat the New York Giants. You know, the Niners offensively, if they can just get healthy, and I know earlier today, Kyle Shanahan said that Brock Purdy is probably going to be dealing with this turf toe injury for like the whole season. Like, probably able to play on it. Maybe he's able to play this week as they have a massive game against the Rams, but like, that's going to be a deal for Brock Purdy. But if they can get some of these guys back, I mean, Ayuk is supposed to come back at some point. If he comes back and now you have all these weapons on offense, Kittle's back in the fold, Christian McCaffrey has been otherworldly this season. He's carrying this bad boy for the 49ers. Like, that's an offense that can hum. But defensively, and Tyler put this in the chat earlier, Kyle Shanahan, when he talked to the media, their edge rusher, their rookie, Mykal Williams, he did suffer a torn ACL. So that's another edge rusher that's hurt for the 49ers. It's Mykal Williams. It's Nick Bosa from earlier this season. Bryce Huff is currently injured. Yetur Gross-Matos is currently injured. Like, they have nobody rushing the passer. Like, they're going to call the You Better You Bet staff and say, hey, can you give us about 12 to 15 snaps in the pass rushing situations? Like, that's what it's going to be for the 49ers. But man, they're going to keep scoring. Their games are going to be over games because that defense is bad and the offense is really good. And for the Giants, I think it's just a schedule catching up with them. Tough schedule. We talked about that all off season, all summer. This is what happens when you play good teams. And the Giants, they're not there. And who knows how long Brian Daboll has left if things continue to go this way. Last couple of games, the two LA teams, not as interesting. Chargers beat the Titans 27-20. Just more so a betting frustration that the Chargers did not cover that number. Big thing there, though, Joe Alt with his ankle injury. That is massive. And it sounds like it's going to be a multi-week deal. Already down Trey Pipkins, like Bobby Hart, I believe, got hurt as well in the game. That offensive line is going to be problematic going forward here for the Chargers. So bad news there. And then for the Rams, just a professional win, man. Play a bad team, beat the hell out of a bad team. 34-10. Tyler Shuck, they actually had a couple of moments in the game. I'm like, okay, like, I can see this thing. But yeah, he's overwhelmed as a rookie quarterback making his first start against an NFL Super Bowl contending team. That was always going to be a really bad spot for Tyler Shuck. So those are your quick hits from the NFL. Really quickly, college football. Shout out to Texas, who somehow like made the game close at the end as they let Vanderbilt get back into that one. It was 34-10 after three quarters. They win the game 34-31. Texas was the right side in the game. A very good spot for Arch Manning and the Longhorns as they keep their CFP hopes alive. Massive win on Rocky Top for the Oklahoma Sooners. They beat Tennessee 33-27. The SEC gave us some interesting games, interesting results as both Texas and OU keep their hopes alive for the CFP. First CFP rankings coming out tomorrow night, Tuesday night. It'll be fun to see how the committee sees these teams in comparison to what the AP poll has been suggesting. And then finally, I mean, it's not a Sunday in college football without a head coach getting fired, right? Hugh Freeze, after 2.5 seasons on the job, see you later. Auburn pulled the plug on that one yesterday after Auburn lost to Kentucky Saturday 10-3. This is a team that people thought could be a sneaky dark horse. Jackson Arnold, look at these receivers. Nope. Here's 1-5 in SEC play, and here's a $15 million buyout. Thanks for coming out, Hugh. We'll see you later. And that is college football, and that's the 3 o'clock hour. On the other side, Nick Kostos, he joins us to discuss the Chiefs' loss to the Bills, as well as Game 7 of the World Series coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.